My 3-year-old daughter, Destiny, weighs 84 pounds, and I feed her all day long. If Destiny wants 5 eggs, I give her 5. If she wants 10, I give her 10. I feed Destiny 20 chicken wings, and when she's done and she wants 20 more, she gets it. Pancakes, plates of bacon, double cheeseburgers, fries, chicken wings, cookies, ice cream. My baby is happy when she's eating, so I will keep on feeding Destiny. I don't care what anybody says. Bigger is better. And anybody has a problem with it, needs to mind their own business. Whatever, the bigger the better. That's my baby. If she's hungry, guess what? I'm going to feed her.
You don't makes her unhealthy.
No, that doesn't make her unhappy. That makes her happy. It makes her happy. Not if a doctor haven't told me that she was unhealthy. You know, they say she's overweight. That's already know she's overweight. That's all they say. She's overweight.
So the doctors say she's overweight.
She's overweight. I already know that, Maury. I know she's overweight. Tell me something I don't know. She's happy when she's eating. I'm happy. So, oh, well, she's going to eat. Whatever. Like I said, the bigger the better. The bigger the better.
Oh, my God.
Gargoyles. Psychics. Everything's ungodly. Dark savage.
Hey, white man.
Oh, ow.
Laffy Taffy, bitch.
People get me out of here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Hey, I want you all to listen and listen good. I do not have scabies. Repeat, I do not have scabies. Sick of you people saying that. I went to the doctor and she confirmed it. She said, she scraped my goddamn skin. She said no. She looked under a microphone. Apparently she's not a very good dermatologist. I'm like, what are you doing, lady? Aren't you supposed to use a microscope? And then she turned to me and started spitting on my face, telling me she was Jesus Christ. Then she walked away, pushing her shopping cart. To be honest, I thought it was strange that the dermatologist's office was in an alley behind a Pizza Hut. But who am I to say? Rent's very expensive. No, she did use a microscope. Actually, I was showing her... What's infuriating to me is that I itch at night, and I've been taking Benadryl, and that doesn't help. I'm up all night itching and shit. So something is wrong. But then during the daytime, the itching is not so bad, and all of the marks and the bumps and everything are not nearly as prominent. So I go to the dermatologist, and they think I'm fucking crazy. But I do... You know what she thinks? She thinks it's my dry skin, because I have very dry skin, even though I've been showering in cold water for the past 3 weeks and lotioning up. But she's more concerned with my fucking dry skin. I'm like, lady, it's not the dry skin. There's, you know, I'm showing her where I'm itching, you know, because there's like, you know, my skin's peeling and shit. And she doesn't know what it is. No one knows what it is, but I know for certain it's not scabies or any other mite. So here's a message to the many people I've had sex with in the past month. If we've played together, email me. I've got some important questions to ask you. Actually, that was a real... Where's that at? Oh, I have it right here. I have a real screen cap from this... iPhone app called Grindr. It's basically the gay GPS, right? You load it up, it shows you all the fags in the area so you can hook up and have sex, right? Well, here's my favorite one is from someone named Hung Top, who lives 2.5 miles away from someone, I don't know, probably me. In his little info or bio, it says, hit me up if we've played in the past 6 months. I have an important announcement. Here's the thing. Whatever that announcement is, it can't possibly be good. It's an announcement to anyone he's had sex with in the past 6 months. He's just found out something.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Too late. I wonder what kind of AIDS he has. Original?
Try new peanut butter AIDS.
Oh, or new peanut butter AIDS. All right. So I don't know what's wrong with me. She gave me an antibiotic this time and another topical cream. I'm a medical mystery at this point. I'm baffling doctors. Also, I hate to mention this because it makes me sound like a woman, but I am fucking disgusting naked. You know, I'm not as fat as I was, but holy mother of shit, when you get bright lights and a mirror together, that spells disaster for me. It really is. My skin, I'm very white. yet I am not milky smooth. You know, I've got weird, bumps and red marks and fucking stretch marks, and I'm just really a hideous freak. Not only pregnant woman got stretch marks, but, you know, because I got fat for a long time, and then I lost weight, and then I gained weight, and I lost weight, you know, I just don't deserve love. I don't think I have to worry about that for a while anyways. All right, I've got some great audio to share with you before I commit suicide today. Hold on, let me slather myself with cocoa butter. That helps, right? Yeah, I do have some great audio today. Here is a young girl who decides, this is just a freaking training, a young girl who wants to videotape her bowel movement. See what I mean? Freaking training. What she's trying to do, she's trying to hold the iPhone. It's an iPhone camera, and she's holding it in the toilet bowl as she's taking a shit, and that's when tragedy strikes.
She might hold poop.
Yes. And that's when she drops the phone in the toilet.
Daddy,
She's crying.
I dropped
she just fart there?
iPhone.
Even when she's bawling her eyes out, you know, her ass is still
able to
spell gas.
Come on. Yeah. I found you with poop on accident.
If I was the fucking father, oh my god, we'd have a dead child. Shaken baby syndrome strikes again. It's much cheaper to give birth to another kid than to buy an iPhone out of contract. All right, let's see what happens here. Drop my iPhone in poop on accident.
On accident!
Oh my god.
And he scoops it out.
Oh.
Still recording. Yeah, we know. Shut up. Save it.
Waterlogged?
Is it waterlogged? No pun intended. Moving on, I've got a clip of CBT in action. This is a painful and horrifying clip. Now, you guys know when I say CBT, I'm not talking about computer-based testing. Because unless you haven't studied and are unprepared, it's not painful. It's a very pleasant experience. You give up the pen and the paper and erasing shit and filling in circles. You just move the mouse and you click your way through the test. A lot of times, there's an on-screen calculator, too. CBT is a joy. The CBT I'm talking about, though, is cock and ball torture. Here is a broad in high heels stepping on a penis when, say it with me, tragedy strikes.
Well, Mr. Piglet's been having some fun. Now I'm gonna have me some fun.
Here she goes.
Oh!
He's stepping on his penis, the shaft of his penis.
Oh!
And she's got very sharp heels. Ones that will pierce your cock.
Oh!
Well.
Oh.
Now.
Oh! Oh! Oh, God, it hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely does hurt because the heel of her shoe actually goes inside of his penis. It
oh!
Pales the penis.
Oh! Oh! Oh god, it hurts. Oh.
Oh my god.
Now see, there's laughter there.
Oh.
You like that, don't you?
Oh.
And then
oh my god.
What she's saying oh my god to is the fact that blood is now spilling out of the cock, not only in the hole that she has created with her heel, but also the penis head. Yes.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You wanted cock and ball torture, you got it.
Oh,
it's the price you pay.
Oh god, it hurts.
Kind of what cock and ball torture is all about, dude. Moving on, I have got a clip, and this is quite frankly is the best intro to a local news story ever.
A warning, the neighborhood we're about to take you to is infested with crackheads.
Film at 11.
And the people who are fighting to take back their community want you to get mad about it. Here's Fox 2's Alexis Wiley.
Not going to play the whole clip here, but basically there's a community that has been putting up billboards and signs saying, warning, there are crackheads here, beware. And this group of people is trying to clean up their city by mowing lawns and setting up parks and stuff.
But there are a few major obstacles standing in their way.
What?
Got crackheads around here on the bridge. You hear gunshots every night.
Crackhead trolls. Crackheads under the bridge.
You hear gunshots every night.
We go through so much crackheads and bullets flying.
They had a shootout over here about 3 days ago. And some crackheads was involved. They had,
it's all about crackheads and guns.
A crack house. And we kind of like ran them out. And we put the signs up.
And these are the signs posted right along 8 Mile and I-75. A shocking warning that the neighborhood's infested with crackheads. Neighbors say this sign is far from extreme.
Reality is reality.
And now it's getting national attention after a snapshot was posted on the blog Media Takeout. Some say these signs create just another opportunity for the world to laugh at Detroit. And as you can imagine, that's making more than a few Detroiters mad.
We're not laughing at Detroit. We're laughing at black people.
Ma'am, step back. Step back.
Stupid bitch.
Barbecue. Fried chicken. Chitlins. Hush puppies. Watermelon for dessert.
Man, that's a waste of watermelon when all you got to do is pick it up like this. Look at this.
TNB.
$2.75 for the world's best chicken burger and chips.
TNB.
They gotta be crazy.
Oh, mammy. Stop it, stop it. I'm just kidding. Again, we're not making fun of black people. We are making fun of Detroit. It's an extremely easy target. Hey, speaking of easy targets, how about some big fat asses? You can't miss those things. Someone has written and performed a song professing his love for these big, beautiful women.
Pull. 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 Oh my. Pull. Oh my. Pull.
I hate it already. A plus size beast? That's not very complimentary.
Whoa. I need a BBW, a plus size beast, like model like you. Whoa. I need a BBW. Whoa. I need a BBW, yeah. I need a BBW, a plus size beast, like model like you. Whoa. Biggest woman in the room, and everywhere you go, you know I'm proud to say that you're my boo. Whoa. I don't wanna duck diets. I want a woman bigger than the rest that she likes. Dress to a teen, never sloppy. Cause big and beautiful means your attitude, not just your body. That's it. The rest needs.
I mean, you do realize the whole BBW movement is ridiculous. It's rewarding women for eating crap, basically. Congratulations for having no self-control. Keep clogging those arteries, and I'll keep fucking that big, fat, lumpy ass of yours. The song goes on for like 3 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing.
I need a BBW, a plus size beast, like model like you. I need a BBW, and everywhere you know I'm proud to say that you're my boo. I need a BBW, a plus size beast.
Shut up, enough. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Real quick, I do want to mention the sideshow again. I'll make it quick, but it is how I make my living, and it's important because next week I'll be doing all sideshow exclusive programs. So if you want to hear new programs, you got to sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Lifetime memberships are also available. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Also, a couple things that I wanted to mention. You guys have been busy. You guys set up a Steam group. If you are gamers, you probably know what Steam is. I'll put a link on the show notes today. There's about 80 or 85 of you who have joined this group. So if you want to play games with other freaks, that's a great way to do it. Also, I will be posting my PSN and my Xbox 360 usernames in the show notes today. A lot of people have been asking about that. I tried on Facebook to get you guys to leave me your username so I could add you guys, but the problem is too many of you
sent them to me, and it just takes too long to do it. So instead, I'm just going to post my information. You can add me. Basically, my PSN name is Distorted View, all one word, and my Xbox 360 name is Dweezil 28, I think. I'll have to double-check that one. Also, don't forget Freakypedia.net, Distorted View's wiki, is up and running again. There's just tons of articles about Distorted View, and I love this website because I have a very poor memory. I don't remember what I talked about on yesterday's program, for instance, which is great because that means I'm a huge fan of Distorted View Daily. I listen to old shows all the time, not because I am conceited, I mean, that's a part of it, but I don't, you know, it's new to me, basically. And obviously this show is my type of humor, so I just think my show is great. And so I go on Freakypedia.net and I read all about past shows and things I've done, and I am just tickled. I was reading about Timothy Henson, my alter ego. So stupid. The evil Tim Henson, Timothy Henson. So yeah, if you want to read all about Distorted View or add your own content, if you feel something should be represented, you can write an article about something in the Distorted View universe and add it. Wikipedia.net. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got a real dog bites man story for you today, except replace dog with woman. Oh, and replace man with robber. A real woman rapes robber story. Nothing like dog bites man, huh? Crime and Punishment has been turned on its head in Russia, where a burglar was tied up and used as a sex slave by his intended victim. In Soviet Russia, woman sexually assaults man. The Daily Mail reports Viktor Jeskinsky, or something, 32, admitted to police he entered the hair salon of Olga Zodzik, 28, and received a single debilitating blow to the head by the blonde black belt karate expert. You fucked with the wrong bitch. Zajek dragged her semi-conscious prey to a back room, stripped him naked, tied him up with a hairdryer cable, force-fed him nothing but water and Viagra while using him as a sex slave for 3 days. I love this broad. She released him after he, quote, learned his lesson. Yes, we had sex a couple of times. That part wasn't so bad. No. Yes, we had sex a couple of times, but I bought him new jeans, gave him food, and even gave him 1,000 rubles when he left, Zajek said. You basically turned him into a male prostitute. Both now face charges in Russia. Luckiest burglar in the world. I'm gonna have you fuck me, and you're gonna keep fucking me until I tell you I've had enough! Here, have some Viagra. I want my sex slave's dick hard! Also, I'll give you a haircut, I guess. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Oklahoma. A horrible accident at a sausage grinding factory in southwest Oklahoma has taken the life of a young man, 26-year-old Michael Raper. Lived in Duncan, Oklahoma, with his fiance and 4 children. But Wednesday afternoon, his promising life came to an abrupt end. He made my niece very happy, Diane Ferris said of Raper. Ferris remembers the man who was months away from becoming a part of her family. Raper was engaged to be married to her niece in February. Monday, Raper celebrated his 26th birthday. I just can't believe it, Ferris said. It just happened all so fast. I want details. Come on. Late Tuesday night, Raper was working at the Bar S plant in Lawton, where he was in charge of cleaning the machinery. Uh-oh. He slipped and went into the machine. He was still conscious at the time. So I can imagine the agony he was in, and he lost both of his legs in the accident, said Ferris. Ferris also said it took about 2 hours to free Raper, but the trauma was just too much. I don't mean to downplay the situation, but, you know, some people actually want to lose their legs.
I've injected my knee with my feces, 120 cc's under my kneecap, just liquefy it and pump it in.
Meat grinder, injecting your leg with feces, they're both valid ways to get rid of your legs. Ferris said it took about 2 hours to free Raper, but the trauma was just too much. He died Wednesday, leaving behind a fiance and 4 children. She's gonna have a tough time with this, Ferris said. He was a good person. Department of Labor officials say an OSHA investigation is now ongoing, and they can't comment about specifics. So there you go. Finally today, did you know you could measure one's anus to find out if they're gay or not? We're on the forefront of a medical breakthrough here. A bishop wants the priest to abandon his parish, undergo a psychiatric cure, and take an HIV test. A Spanish priest, Andre Garcia Torres or something, has a parish in the Madrid dormitory town of Fuenlabrada or something, and said he will go to Rome to show that he is being expelled from his parish unfairly. It comes after the bishop has demanded that he goes under psychiatric therapy to cure his homosexuality and has an HIV test, following claims made that he has had a relationship with a 28-year-old Cuban, claims which are based on a photo of him hugging the man on a trip. Both men are shirtless in the photo. Well, that just spells gay. Let them measure my anus and see if it's dilated, said the priest, who insists that they are only friends. He complains that his mother has not stopped crying at what has happened. Since the story is broken, the priest has said he's very happy to see his church full of people, and those who attend the modest parish say that they will demonstrate against the bishop's plans to have their local priest transferred. The locals say that the priest is a very human person, dedicated to helping others. More than 1,000 local signatures have been gathered in his support. I'm all for measuring his man cunt.
Boy pussy, boy pussy, boy pussy, boy pussy, boy pussy.
How would you even do that? That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. Hey, freak.
Hey.
Florida dude here. And I don't have much to say, so I'm just going to make some bunny crush sounds.
Not bad. A good bunny crush impression. Be a good Halloween costume. Go as a crushed bunny.
Hey, boo, what it do? Blue Finesse speaking. Hey, listen, I'm a Sideshow member.
Yeah.
I started going back to school recently and been looking at the budget and thinking, hey, I'm not listening to the show as much anymore. I've been so busy. Maybe I should cancel my Sideshow membership. So I'm backlogged and I listened to the late June episode where you're doing the diaper scap porn with the call service. And listening to you say, put that chip on your lip, bitch. Well, that just sucked me right back in, and you're once again the focal point of my universe.
Phew, thank
God. I want to say thanks for the great show, Timmy.
Dodged a bullet there.
Timothy.
Scat saves another subscription.
Timothy. Dildo Henson. Jaded Dildo here. And a couple things. Number one, I heard you talking about you being really itchy for some reason.
Yes.
And all
not
over
scabies.
Your body and not knowing what it was from and your dermatologist couldn't help you. I think I can help you. You quite possibly could be suffering from a food allergy. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to identify any new changes in your diet. For instance, maybe you change...
Why would my roommate have the same problem, idiot?
Shit dildo.
Doesn't really fit there, but
dildo.
Takes a while
shit
for me to load dildo up these sounds. Give me a fucking break. Next up.
Hello. Andre's listening here.
Hello.
Love the show.
Yes. Thank you.
Make
sure you get your mommy's permission. Can't imagine any parent would allow this.
Hello, Jim.
Hello.
This is me. I'm just calling because I heard on your show that you were talking about how you reek of anus.
What?
And I was listening on another past show, and you talked about the kiss of sphincter. So instead of you, Mr. What?
Stop kissing assholes, is that what you're saying?
That you reek of anus, you should say that you have the kiss of sphincter.
Ah,
all right,
yes.
Bye.
A smack of sphincter.
Timothy Cuntlips Henson, this is Lucid, the dragon furry person extraordinaire from Florida.
Mr. Cuntlips to you.
And I was listening to the July 6th show, and you played this guy who's talking about, like, you know, some dudes, like, lick pussy and they don't like the taste of it.
Right.
And so on. You already played that guy. You played him, like,
last year.
I'm remember
sorry.
Where I was when you played it. I was eating a Subway sandwich.
I'm sorry, anyway, I played a clip from a year ago again.
I'd let you know you're a forgetful idiot, but I still love your show, and everyone should subscribe to the Sideshow right now.
You know how many shows I've done? I'm surprised I don't play more repeat crap.
Damn.
You guys are making me angry here. Damn. I'm human. Cut me some slack.
Damn.
What?
This is a white man.
I'm in no mood
in
for
Alaska.
This.
and that rendition of the Mighty Eagle Soaring.
Yes.
You did a fucking song. And the note that you held, it brought a new respect for America to my heart.
That's why I did it. Let the eagle soar. 2, 3, 4. Beautiful.
Doing a fine job. I have to thank you for, infiltrating my my way of thinking and talking. Whenever me and my friends have, like, a job to do, we got to take off, you know.
You're going to say gay sex. Whenever me and my friends have gay sex,
let's
yes.
do this thing. We've come up with a new one, you know, and best used in large groups around, you know, people who you don't know. When you're about ready, okay, get this job done, you just turn to your friends and say, okay, let's shake this, baby. And get some looks.
Yes.
Thanks.
TSS. Oh, no, TSS is toxic shock syndrome. Same difference, whatever.
The charmer, a look of pure terror consumed her visage.
What the fuck is a visage, man?
I said it right, didn't I? Come on, give me a break. A visage, right? It's the appearance of something. Let me get to Merriam-Webster. Maybe I am saying it wrong. Okay, hold on here.
Visage.
Visage. They say it with a Z.
Visage.
Visage. Jeez. Close enough. I mean, come on, people.
Hey, boo, spiral ham fucker. Hey, man, the reason I'm calling is to apologize to you freaks one more time. I was off work and out of work, heavily medicated, getting drunk, right out of bed, googling nipples all afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I tore one of the tendons in my knee and had some time off. So I hadn't been myself lately. I apologize, guys.
So that's why you called.
Hey, the reason
drunk,
I'm calling is I was listening to an old episode with Spider talking about blood play, and I mentioned on the cutter. And I would imagine Cuddy and blood play, the difference is happy and hate, you know? Like, blood play is like a positive thing and you enjoy it. And cutting is when you're fucking angry at the world and want to die. Hmm. You know, the way I look at it, when we were kids, the guys that would smoke pot, they used to light their pipes and burn their forearms. They called them bowl burns. And I was never really into that, but like once I like turned 21, I don't know, I got this mean streak in me and started punching chain link gates until my knuckles were hanging off my hands. But cutting's the opposite of blood play, is my guess, so I don't know.
You're a cutter? That's usually it. Girls are the ones that cut, right? I see more girl
cutters. Oh, hello, Tim. This is your monkey overlord calling, telling you that I've actually gotten together with me and the most other annoying, stupid asshole who calls into your show every fucking day.
Hey, Tim, this is Tone Deaf Song here.
Good impression.
I'm here with Monkey Overlord. We're going to leave a voicemail and say something really ridiculous.
Well, now you're just doing a retard
right.
voice.
Good one, Tone Deaf Sean. You're so fucking hilarious, and your voice is so charming. I'm jacking off my monkey balls right now.
Dang, okay, Tim.
A lot of monkeys calling into the show. All right, enough. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it oh, God?
I broke the iPhone with Google on accident.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now because all next week I'll be doing exclusive shows for you guys. Otherwise, I will see you back on July 25th for a new week of programs. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Wanted you to go to the nursing home?
The surgeon. Oh, yeah.
Excuse
me.
Do you have something to drink, Alberta?
Um Excuse me.